Tonight, Haiti is in the middle of an international crisis. 17 people, mostly missionaries from an American-based organization, including several children, were kidnapped on the island nation. Police say a notorious kidnapping gang is responsible. The missionaries were traveling by vehicle yesterday to an area north of the capital of Port-au-Prince after visiting an orphanage in another area. They were taken along the route between the two locations. News Nation's Felicia Bolton has the latest on this developing story. Felicia.
I've been keeping a close eye on this all night, Ruta Bay. One of the youngest victims is just 2 years old. And Haitian officials say the gang-related kidnappings have only gone up since multiple disasters hit the country.
Today, security personnel with weapons and SWAT team vehicles are littered through the streets of Haiti after the kidnapping of 17 missionaries from U.S.-based organization Christian Aid Ministries. Haitian police say the 400 Mawozu gang kidnapped the group in Gautier, a commune just east of the capital of Port-au-Prince. Gang-related kidnappings had diminished in recent months after the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse on July 7th and a 7.2 magnitude earthquake killed more than 2,200 people in August. But Haitians say crime is now back. Yet again.
My dear, I'm going to tell you sincerely, in regards to security, we cannot talk about this. On the security point, I can say it has been zero.
On Saturday, the missionaries were on their way home after building an orphanage when they were kidnapped. Police say some of the victims are elderly. Christian Aid Ministries released a statement reading in part, the group of 16 U.S. citizens and one Canadian citizen includes five men, seven women, and five children. Join us in praying for those who are being held hostage, the kidnappers, and the families, friends, and churches of those affected. Pray for those who are seeking God's direction and making decisions regarding this matter. The country has faced months of natural disasters and political turmoil, leading to extreme poverty. Haitians say this kidnapping is not only dangerous, but making it hard for them to make a living.
When we hear there is a kidnapping, the effect of the kidnapping, we know there's not going to be drivers, motorcycle drivers. People do not go out in the streets. We cannot find people to transport. We have a wife and 4 to 5 children and a family. We have responsibilities at home.
At last check, authorities are still trying to locate these victims tonight. They have not released their names so far. Ruta Bay, Haiti has been dealing with so much.
So much. Always coming at it. Felicia, thank you.